and I only worked part-time, more to give me something to do, and I enjoyed meeting people and the job immensely. The following day after work, I couldn't wait to get home and play with the mask. It was so exciting, and I must have interacted with several different guys for hours, but I couldn't stop thinking about Angelica's review, especially the details about how she felt when she started meeting people live. It was still only 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Rowan wasn't due home until 7, as he already told me he was working late. And knowing he wouldn't be in the mood, I decided to click on Live UK Contacts and choose a 20-mile radius of my village, as there were only 3 men showing up in the results. Just out of interest, I clicked on all to see if there were anyone else in my area. To my surprise, one male cross-dresser and Angelica showed up. I found it a little strange because I assumed she was only looking for guys and therefore wouldn't show up in my feed unless she was also seeking girls. Realizing she must be online now, I decided to message her via the app. "Hi, Angelica. My name's Kirsten, and I'm in Wheat Hampstead and read your review last night. I was just wondering how long you've been using Dreamscape and if you'd be interested in chatting, as I'm totally new and still getting used to how it all works.